The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford. Today we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about part one of the housing market.
Well, there simply isn't enough supply to meet demand. Prices are up and bidding wars are getting outlandish. Nearly 6,000 homes have sold for at least 100,000 above asking price in 2022 so far. And that's more than double the number of six-digit overbids in all of 2021. So in the hottest markets like San Francisco and San Jose, overbids of this size make up almost half of sales. All of these people chasing easy money is the hallmark of a bubble. We are witnessing the beginning of a new bubble in U.S. housing. I can't stress this enough, though. It's not time to be alarmed. Not yet, anyway.
So let's take a look at what happened the last time housing got this frothy, where the market is headed from here, and what you should do about this newfound euphoria.
Before we get to that, let's get the bad news out of the way. This started out as a simple story about fundamentals. People needed housing, and there wasn't enough to go around. That created a tight market. So buyers pushed prices to record highs. That's interesting in its own right, because the buyers came from all sides. Millennials jumped into the market. They sat on the sidelines for years longer than expected. Then, all at once, they started searching for first-time homes. Today, they make up about a quarter of home sales. On top of that, older demographics got back in the mix. Baby boomers want smaller homes that are closer to their families. They now represent about 3 in 10 home buyers. Institutional buyers dove in, too. This group includes single-family rental landlords, flippers, and foreign investors. They snap up about 1 in 5 homes today, and that number is shooting higher. Home prices took off as buyers poured in. This tops the growth rates that we saw in the index leading up to the housing bust.
But now the economy is in turmoil, and mortgage rates are soaring.
Yes, they're up about 1.5 percentage points in the last 3 months. That might not sound like much of an increase, but it means that mortgage rates have climbed to 5% today, crossing that level for the first time since 2011. The payment on a home is a function of two things, the loan amount and the interest rate charged. So when interest rates rise, monthly home payments rise alongside them. And that's even more concerning than soaring housing prices. Because now, many motivated buyers can't afford the mortgages that were in reach just a few months ago. This has brought an old friend back to the housing party, the adjustable rate mortgage, or ARM. So ARMs allow home buyers to pay lower rates than a standard 30-year mortgage at first. After a limited teaser period, the rate readjusts every year. So with an ARM, you could snag a mortgage that's a full percentage point lower than the national average. But when the teaser rate expires, your monthly payments could double or even triple. If that sounds risky, that's because it is. As you probably remember, the widespread use of ARMs fueled the mortgage crisis in 2007. ARMs fell out of favor as a result, but their usage doubled in the last year.
Well, this is very alarming, as my daughter has finally found a home to buy. I don't mean to be dramatic, but are we in the early innings of another housing bubble?
Yes, but history teaches us that it's incredibly rare for a bubble to reinflate. However, consumers are once again buying homes they can't afford, driven by the fear of missing out. That has the potential to detach home prices from reality. Eventually, affordability will plummet, the market will freeze, and America will likely face another housing crisis, resulting in a brutal recession. It's a grim outlook. Despite that, we're still bullish on real estate. The fundamental picture is still in place. Let's look a little deeper to see why. When the last bubble burst in the 2000s, it was the worst housing crash since the Great Depression. Foreclosures soared, jumping from 650,000 residences in 2007 to a record 2.9 million in 2010. More than 2% of all U.S. homes received foreclosure notices that year. American real estate turned radioactive. You could hardly give homes away back then. Demand plummeted, and thousands of Americans walked away from the market.
If people have questions about part one of our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at BradfordFinancialCenter.com or call 515-532-6661 or toll free at 1-800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice.